Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 901 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Jeanette, but before we get to our question, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. So if you're stuck on how to develop your logo or website or any other design-related things, you know, DesignCrowd is a website that helps you guys crowdsource custom graphics from over 500,000 designers worldwide. Whether you're a dentist or an accountant, DJ, photographer, whatever, you can get the perfect design every time or you get your money back. So check out designcrowd.com/askpat and learn more about crowdsourcing there and get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Jeanette.
Hey, Pat. I'm Jeanette and I'm from horrormate.com. And right now I'm trying to revitalize my website. It really has some things that need to be fixed, but I'm curious, how did you go from your old website to this new revitalized version? I mean, it's just so sleek, and I noticed no transition time whatsoever. Any advice for someone who's about to take on this task? Thanks, Pat, and thank you for all of the shows you do. I'm absolutely a huge fan. Okay, bye.
Hey, Jeanette, thank you so much for the question. So related to website design, the way that the transition was made was thanks to the developers that I had, which allowed us to do a sandbox version of the website first, which means we created basically a duplicate of the existing website. Then we created the new website over that. We, you know, fixed things, we tweaked things. It allowed us to test things in real time without having to worry about messing with the real site. The sandbox site is sort of like a duplicate site that you can work on and develop on. And then as soon as that's done and ready, you kind of just flip the switch and then just, you know, use whatever you created on the sandbox site. You copy and paste all those files onto the new site. And that way, you know, because you've tested it on this sort of duplicate site already in a sandboxed form, that, you know, that's going to work out. So that's the way that the transition was made. Although I will say that's not always possible or not always easy, especially for those of us who are just starting out and you don't have a team of developers or you don't know code and how to create your own sandbox website or duplicate website. It can get a little bit clunky if you don't know what you're doing. So what I would actually recommend is if you are transitioning, you know, it's really easy if you are adding a new theme and then starting to tweak things here and there. It's always best to kind of do that at night and at the lowest time of when you get traffic, just so that in case anything happens, you can always go back. And speaking of going back, always make sure you save copies and files of what you had before you make a switch over to something new. Even if it's you know, switching to a new theme, I've switched to new themes sometimes, which is fairly easy to do in WordPress. A couple things have happened. I noticed that right away that it's not set up the way I want it to. So then I kind of revert back and I go, whoa, okay, let's not go down that road anymore. Sometimes I've actually changed to new themes and then all of a sudden things break. And for whatever reason, I can't even switch back to the old one. Things aren't working. The site's down. And so then I typically get involved with a host at that time. And, you know, I've learned enough now to just simply revert back to old files, which means I get them from my backup and I put them into where it is live, and then it's kind of like nothing ever happened. So there's a lot of things involved with that. But what I would recommend, Jeanette, is to, if you have access to a developer or a team, to have them build a website, the new one, on a sandbox site. And that way you can fine tune it the way you want and then switch it over and turn the light switch on for that new live site that you have, or make changes with having a backup available and do them at night when there are not that many people on your website. And also just kind of, you know, one step at a time. You definitely want to devote a couple hours in case you need to change anything over. I mean, typically when you switch to a new theme, it's not always going to be we're done. Like, as soon as you switch over, there's going to be some things that you're going to have to change around and some things you're going to have to work through. And, as long as you tell people up front that you are going to be switching over and there may be delays and things like that, I don't think there's anything to worry about. Typically there are, typically when people switch over to a new website, there are transition periods. And so I just got very lucky to be working with a team that allowed it so that we could work on a sandbox site and not have to worry about that. So, Jeanette, hope that helps, and I want to wish you all the best with your newly updated site. And again, thank you so much for your question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. And by the way, if you hadn't listened to episode 900 yet, make sure you do that. This is episode 901. Go back and listen to episode 900, because there is a secret code or secret a clue at the end of that show, which will add up with a number of other clues in many episodes between now and episode 1000, which will then help you in a drawing for some prizes at episode 1000. So look forward to that. Make sure you subscribe if you aren't subscribed already. And again, listen to episode 900 if you haven't yet. Anyway, thank you guys. I appreciate you. And here is a quote today to finish off the show, like we always do, from William Wordsmith. And that quote is, "That best portion of a good man's life, his little nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love." Cheers. Thanks so much. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.